Hello?
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from Customer Support. How can I help you today?
Yes, I called and I'm wanting a refund back. But my subscription that I didn't sign up for, was a subscription that I didn't sign up for.
Okay, hold on, ma'am.
It was $7.95 and charged $59.98.
Hold on, ma'am.
All righty.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your zip code, please?
28645.
Okay. Can I have your first and your last name?
Eltija. That's Eltija. Battle. Battle.
You said B. What's the last name again?
Battle. Battle.
Okay, Battle. Okay.
My bank says that y'all had to subscribe to me. So is that way you can unsubscribe?
Yeah, hold on. I gotta get into it. The first of all.
Sorry about that.
Just give me a moment. I don't know. It ain't your problem. Just that the computer been acting up all day. It's giving me issues.
Really?
Yes, ma'am, and I just heard.
I work at a high school. All them kids be on their cell phones and make our stuff slow. It's like, whoa.
Oh. They'll have something where they, because see, they stop them from being, they stuff like that will distract them. They all have a positive where they leave their phones and they lock her it or at home or something.
Yeah, did they put in those VPN numbers? I mean, put in their VPNs and they can break through anything. They smart about it. they sneaky use it.
Oh.
Because if they get caught, we're supposed to take them, but yeah, they will do it. Stay extra.
Okay, I think I found your account, but can you verify your full address with the city and the state?
Okay, 526 Bell Street, Beall Street, Northwest, Lenoir, North Carolina, 286.
Okay. All right, give me a moment. Like I say, it's been going pretty slow.
Well, you got. Yeah, I never received the order. I mean, I never received the merchandise.
Okay. It might be some type of, when did you place yours? It sound like there might be some type of sweepstakes thing. I won't know till your account pull up.
I'm looking for the. Oh, hell yeah. Let me see. Is November the 26th or 27th? I think it's 27. Using did the card 01 and 0121, the ending number.
Ma'am. Okay, I do see where your $56.95 did try to go through, but your bank or credit card declined it. Okay, so I see the first charge that was made on the account was on November the 27th, where you paid $7.95 for a kitchen. It's just saying kitchen. Was this a cookware set or mixer or anything?
It was a mixer, but then there was a cooler or something. My daughter said she saw. But that was a $59.98, I guess. It was like two different items.
Okay, the 59. Yes, ma'am. I just have one. I just see one. And the 56, some did try to go through on the second and the third. But I guess your bank or your credit card declined it. It was for $56.95. Now, the only thing ma'am.
That's the bank. It's in the $59.98. And they told me to call y'all. They gave me your number. I tell them they'll give me a refund back because
I don't see none. No, ma'am. Didn't nothing go through. I don't see a 59. It's a 56.95, but it didn't charge. It was declined. Now, the only thing I see on this account on November 27th, you paid $7.95 for the entry to win that kitchen, whatever that was, mixer, cookware. And see, with that, since that's a sweepstakes thing, you did not win. So that's why they try to run your card for $56.95 on the second to
because they told me I won, and that it was like $2.99 that I had won, and use my go ahead and purchase it because I won it. That's what I did on the internet, and that's why they said go ahead and purchase it because I had won. It was red. It was like a mixer.
No, man, it was Miss. I'm just gonna be honest, Bob. Miss, you. How would I say that? Misinformation or misleading?
Yeah, I read it, and it was like you win, or you qualify, you win, or something like that. When I got up and said okay, and I started reading the reviews and everything, and then my bank called into it. And they said they did your subscription. They you need to call them and tell them that. Cause on my account it's saying $59.98. It's on my checking in my banking account statement. It's on my statement $59.98 and the $7.95.
Okay, I don't have a $59.98. I have maybe it's with somebody else because it might be another company as well. But with this company, we don't have a $59.98. We just have a $56.95, but they didn't charge you. That was declined by the bank. We just got the $7.95, and you can't get the $7.95 back because that is a valid charge because you entered to win the sweepstakes. Even though you probably didn't know you was entering sweepstakes, you probably thought you were just paying the $7.95 shipping and handling, but it actually was a sweepstakes entry. Now, the only thing, yes, it will. If you don't, unless you, I'm breaking up. I can't hardly hear you. You have me on a Bluetooth or something. I can't hear.
I said, am I on speakerphone? Can you hear me now?
Okay, yes.
Okay. I said, am I subscribed to that? How do I go about unsubscribing?
Yes, ma'am. You can cancel that with me because they just got you subscribed. You'll be charged monthly unless you cancel. Now, that's
what
we are.
Yeah, I need to cancel because
okay.
So I need to call my bank back about the 50. About the charges, it's on my statement. Cause they gave me the, I didn't even have your 833 number, but they gave me the number, told me to call you all back because they said to tell them that you want a refund back for the $59.98 and $7.95. It's at my bank, Sydney. They, like I said, they gave me your number. I ain't even had this number.
Okay, so I do have a okay, ma'am. So I do have the cancellation number if you wanted to write it down.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
262-848-2223. Okay. So everything has been canceled, so you shouldn't have no more charges from this day on.
So how many times do I charge? Is that one time?
Yeah, just at one time.
That was the $7.95?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh. I just call them back about that other 59. I need this on there.
Well, it could be with somebody
and,
else. I don't
and you
know
said you're seeing 56. Okay, what about the 56 that you seeing?
It's declined, ma'am. It didn't go through. It tried to go through with your bank, declined. And that was for the monthly sweepstakes thing. Since you didn't win, they still bill you monthly until you cancel. But it would increase your chances of winning it each month, the $56.95.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you. All right. I appreciate you.
Okay. And I thank you for calling Custom Support. Now you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And same to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.